Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you. I cannot believe that it is already the last day of June. Halfway through this year. I just cannot believe it. I want to back it up. I want to back it up. No, maybe not. Maybe not. Well, I confess to you today that I am no economist. And I confess that I'm certainly no genius regarding the trade deals. The TPP and the NAFTA and the GATT and the CAFTA and all those. I am not a genius at that. But when I look around my own town, my own county, my own communities, and I see the factories that have closed or moved out of the USA, the numbers I'm reading from experts, and I've got some numbers I'm going to share with you, they just don't make sense to me. Now, I don't trust polls, and I don't trust the politicians. When you drive through this nation, you see roads that need tended. You see strip malls that are closed. You see empty factories and parking lots and grass growing in them, in the parking lots. When you go out and you shop, you pick up items, Item after item, you pick them up, and they're made someplace else other than the United States of America. They do not. Do they? Do you think that they have that same thing happen in China and in Indonesia and Thailand? Do they pick up product after product and say made in the USA like we do? I don't think so. Somehow I truly don't think so. Well, yesterday I had Mike Cutler on, and we talked about the immigration, but we talked about the immigration crisis and also how it's affected trade deals and jobs and the economy here in the United States. The stats I'm going to share with you today, and we're going to dispute them, we're going to talk about them, paint a completely different story than what we actually see in our communities. And that's confusing to Beth. I don't know about anybody else. Now, when I was out of high school, I worked at Cheeseboro Ponds. I ran three machines. This is a factory. I ran three machines, and I made Q-tips. Well, that company is no longer here. It's no longer in the USA. Q-tips are made in Mexico. So all those jobs went to Mexico, and they haven't come back. Carrier is moving out. Disney fired within and is hiring without. Laid off, I guess we should say. Cost of living is going up and up, as well as the taxes. So, even if the salaries, according to the stats in this little article that I'm going to share with you, even though the salaries have risen, I don't think they've really kept up with the cost of living that we have today. That's Beth's opinion. And I already confessed I'm no genius. I'm no expert at any of this. Today, I welcome back our good friend Bill Bullard with RCAF USA. RCAF USA is fighting for you. They represent the ranchers and the cattlemen and the farmers, but that is representing all of America, and I want you to understand that from sea to shining sea. So I sent this article to Bill. I wanted him to look over it and give his opinion. So it could be an interesting show today. So welcome, Bill, and talk to me, Bill. What do you think?
Well, glad to be here. And clearly, there are winners and losers in trade agreements. And so that's why you have the competing economists regarding, you know, whether or not this has been good for our economy. But if you are a Walmart, for example, and a supporter of Walmart, it's a global operational theory, you would be supportive of free trade agreements because it allows you to source your inputs in countries like China and Vietnam and elsewhere where the wages for employees is pennies rather than dollars. And, for example, in Vietnam, it's 65 cents per hour. And so if you are a Walmart, you can source products cheaper, have them manufactured in these cheaper producing countries, and then bring them into one of the most affluent markets in the world, which is the United States of America. And your managers and executives will be paid quite nicely because you brought cheaper products into the U.S. And U.S. production cannot compete with that because we have a higher standard of living, and it's as simple as that. And so that's why you see people using statistics in support of their position. For example, in promoting the North American Free Trade Agreement that we think was a disaster and continues to be a disaster, they'll claim that there has been more manufacturing output. But manufacturing output is very different than manufacturing and jobs, because output, for example, could mean that you will source, let's say, furniture. You will source pieces of furniture in Taiwan or other foreign countries and bring it into the United States, and no longer is it manufactured here. No longer does it use U.S. resources. It merely comes here in a box, and it's assembled by lower-skilled workers. And once it's assembled, it's considered a manufactured good. And so there are a lot of games that are played by the economists who are trying to defend trade agreements that have clearly benefited the multinational corporations, a small fraction of the U.S. economy. But they have put tremendous burdens on U.S. workers, on U.S. manufacturers. We've lost, since NAFTA, which went into effect in 1994, we have lost 5 million manufacturing jobs, and we have lost 57,000 manufacturing facilities. Those are the ones you just described that have grass growing up in their parking lots. It's not because they weren't innovative or productive or providing a quality product. It's because we embarked on a trade policy that encouraged the multinational corporations to search the world over for the lowest production cost regions and to move their manufacturing bases there, and that's precisely what has happened. But the theory isn't following through, because the theory was that as you sourced cheaper production areas, then the resources that you lose as a nation will be transferred to a more profitable endeavor. Let's use cattle, for example. If you could source cattle in a country cheaper than you could in the United States, then all the theory goes, then all the resources used to produce cattle, that would be our land, air, and water, would be used for a more productive and more efficient economic endeavor than with cattle production. Well, the problem with that theory is, what then do you do with the grasslands of this country that are ideally suited for running livestock, but not suited for crop production, because doing so would erode fragile lands? There really isn't another substitute economic endeavor that fills the void when you destroy a domestic industry and begin sourcing from other countries. And that's the problem. That's been the theory of the comparative economic theory, was you would simply you would go to the regions of the world where production was most efficient and lowest cost. That's where you would produce a certain product, and then it would be distributed the world over, and all the countries that lose those jobs will transfer those resources to some other endeavor. It isn't happening.
I know.
The factory's dried up.
They have dried up, and you can see that across this nation. I'm sure Missouri's not the only one, because I know they're not the only one. We're going into a break. I'm going to open up the phone lines. We're going to talk about this a little bit. You know, it bothers me. They were talking about how salaries have gone up, and they probably have, but so has the cost of living, and they don't even mention that in this at all. They don't mention the cost of living at all. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. I'm visiting today with Bill Bullard of RCAF USA. You can visit their website by going to r-calf-usa.com, or just give them a call at 406-252-2516. And Bill and Beth Ann will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honor. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with Bill Bullard. I wanted to talk to him about this article. Now, this article actually came, you know, I'm getting mixed signals because sometimes... That was kind of a pun, not intended necessarily from the Daily Signal. This article was coming from them, and I've received several other articles from them that are talking the other direction on NAFTA and CAFTA and all that and the TPP. So I'm getting mixed signals, Bill. But when they were talking about it says that the gross national income per person has gone up. I'm assuming they're talking about salaries. And it talks about the manufacturing output has gone up, pay per person, I'm sorry, pay per employee, and that the poverty rate went down in Mexico. So it's being good for Mexico, which we had no doubt that it had been good for Mexico since so many of our industries, our factories have gone south, pun intended. But it doesn't talk about the cost of living, the cost of your food, the cost of items that you purchase in the store, all of that, utilities, all these other things have gone up. So even if your per hour or your salaries have gone up, I'm not sure that we've really kept up. Now, America, we're a blessed nation. There's no doubt about it. But I'm not sure we've kept up with what's going on here.
Well, we certainly haven't. The dollar is certainly not worth what it was 20, 30 years ago today. And everyone can see that. Your dollar doesn't go as far as it used to, and that's because while nominal wages may have increased, as you said, when it wasn't adjusted for inflation, then that increase is really – in a context that is somewhat meaningless. Well, let's use an example. In 2014, cattle prices, nominal cattle prices, reached the highest level in history at about $160 a hundredweight. So for every 100 pounds, it was worth $160. And this was in November of 2014. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the highest level in history. But if you put that in and adjust that for inflation, in fact, use 2013 constant dollars, what you find is that 2014 highest price in history is actually less than what producers received in 1982. But if you compare nominal prices in 1982, we had fed cattle prices of about $55 per hundredweight. Compare that to nominal prices in 2014 of $160 per hundredweight. Clearly, the nominal prices increased, but when adjusted for inflation, and as you said earlier, it's because your cost of production has increased considerably over time. The true value of today is far less than what it was. And even with the economists with the U.S. International Trade Commission that looked at the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership Free Trade Agreement, they essentially concluded that after 15 years of this free trade agreement, you would have statistically zero growth in the United States, as attributed to the trade agreement itself, because they predicted that we would have a 99.7% national income without TPP in 2032. So 15 years forward, we would see, you know, 99.7% growth as compared to the baseline. But with TPP, you would increase by only 0.23%. That's statistically zero. And so even the ITC and all of the very favorable predictions that the multinational corporations and their allies have been putting out about the TPP, the International Trade Commission says, now, wait a minute, you know, you're being overzealous in your support for this agreement because it really isn't going to do much. In fact, they found also it was going to reduce manufacturing jobs. We were going to lose manufacturers. But there were some assumptions of these trade agreements, and it has to do with that transferring resources. For example, they know that as a result of NAFTA, we displaced a lot of workers. But the theory was that when you displaced workers, you would simply retrain them and they would obtain comparable jobs in another area, particularly a service area. So we are moving from a manufacturing base to a service base. The problem with the theory, as we have seen in real life, is as we lose manufacturing jobs and the higher skilled workers become unemployed, most often they find new employment at a lesser salary than they had in the business they were in before it was offshored as a result of free trade agreements. And so it's one thing to have a theory. It's another to have realistic circumstances disprove the theory and nevertheless have these same economists try to propel that theory forward even if all the facts demonstrate that it is absolutely false. And that's really what we're dealing with. If we look at this free trade argument, it is a situation where the emperor has no clothes because all of these very favorable and lavish predictions haven't panned out. We have increased our trade deficits considerably since NAFTA. In the cattle and beef industry alone, just in the last 25 years, we've accumulated nearly a $30 billion deficit, and those who continue to promote these free trade agreements and ignore the problems with currency manipulation, ignore the problems with these foreign countries that have state-owned enterprises that compete directly with our private enterprises. In other words, our U.S.-based manufacturers literally compete with the treasuries of these other countries because it's the government itself that's involved in the manufacturing entity. And because we've ignored all of these things within these trade agreements, our lunch has been eaten. And again, the benefactors are those who actually take advantage of this or offshoring opportunity or of obtaining inputs to their products far cheaper from foreign countries. And we've run into problems with that with our military, finding out that parts made in China were not as high a quality as U.S. domestically produced parts. And as a result, we had to shift gears to ensure that our national security is being taken care of. So the pendulum has swung way too far, and it is really refreshing right now to see the trade issue elevated to an electoral issue. Never before has trade received this much attention. And the reason that that is because after we've entered free trade agreements with 20 countries, the promises made have never materialized. And as a result, there has been mounting opposition to continuing down the same road and expecting results that have yet to transpire when we first entered these agreements. So the battle, I think the pendulum is swinging. I think people are beginning to realize what you just said. You can look around with basic look-around common sense, and you can see that our nation has suffered as we have continued to rely upon trade agreements as the economic salvation for this country.
Just,
it hasn't happened. It isn't going to happen. We need to change course.
Just visiting the county seats in counties across the nation, across the states, the county seat, the county square around the courthouses for the counties, that used to be a thriving area. You would have shops and such around there, and now they're dilapidating. I'm right on the town square here in the county seat, which is Montotal County in Missouri. And we have a nice courthouse. But all around the courthouse, there are a few businesses that are still, and some of them, they keep trying to get those old buildings and fix them up. I'm in one of the older buildings now, and it's been fixed up. Somebody else owns it. I rent. And but they're trying to do that. But you see the businesses are gone. They're just literally gone. And those beautiful old buildings that your grandfathers and great-grandfathers maybe used to shop at, they're not there. They're gone. And nobody took them over because they're not making any money. They can't make it. The buildings are falling apart. There's grass in the cracks of the street or the sidewalks. And that is where I put my conclusions at. They can show me all these statistics they want, and I'm not trying to disavow all of them. But when I look around and you drive around this country and you see, I think it's a no-brainer that something hasn't been working good for us. Now, I can't remember when it was Cheeseboro Ponds left Jefferson City, Missouri. It's Unilever now. But it was after I was there. I was only there for about a year, and then I got married. But those went south. They went to Mexico, and that's where your Q-tips get made these days. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. The trade affects every industry in the United States of America. It affects the food that's on your table and the things that you buy. Bill and Beth Ann, we'll be right back, and your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
DJ Hadley has been bringing us all home on the range for 25 years. She's celebrating with a special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Her 25th anniversary special includes a yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. This is the perfect 25th anniversary celebration, as well as great gift ideas. This package is only $40. A yearly subscription to Range Magazine, 2016 Buckaroo Calendar, your choice of one of her award-winning books, The M-Bar, Call of the Cow Country, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, or Go West, all for only $40. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-FOR-YOU. That's 1-800-726-4348. And tell them Beth Ann sent you.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Bill Bullard of RCAF USA. You can visit their website. You need to join RCAF in their fight as they fight for America, and they fight for not they're not against trade. They're against stupid trade. They're fighting for a true representation in the markets. Now, it's R-CAF, C-A-L-F. USA.com, and you can go to my website. I have a link there to RCAF USA. It's R-CAFUSA.com. You can call them in the office at 406-252-2516. That's 406-252-2516. If you got a question, we'll take it right here, right now at 877-895-5410. Now, Bill, you know they had their big meeting yesterday in Hawaii about the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade, and all the ministers there, they met, ministers as in Barack Obama, and Mexico met with the head of Mexico. Anyway, they're supposed to be putting out a paper and a packet here. I guess you haven't received that yet. It'll come out later this week.
Right. So, no, and we understand. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I know the president is preparing the implementing package to give to Congress, which would then trigger Congress's ability to vote on this in a very narrow time frame. And so the best guesses at this point is that it will likely come up during the lame duck session of Congress, and that's because of the awareness that this agreement is so opposed by so many people that it would end the political careers of many members of Congress if they voted for it. So they're going to wait till after the election, and then they're going to plan on voting for it and allow some of those members who clearly wouldn't vote for it because they knew they would lose the election because their constituents would vote against them. This gives them an out, and then they hope that the citizens' memories are very short, and when the next election cycle comes along, there will be another issue that people will be focused on rather than trade. So this is really an underhanded way of trying to pass a very unfavorable and, in fact, a damaging, a harmful piece of legislation, which is this TPP.
Well, our elected officials have been going behind our backs and doing things for a long time, and this is just one of them. We have a caller. We have Bob from Ohio. Bob, what's on your mind today?
God bless you, Beth.
Thank you.
You're a sweetheart and a trooper. Hey, the big agenda is under the UN. They want to create a welfare state. Everybody's on Social Security, welfare, and the federal dole. That includes the corporate world. When the government became business partners with the tobacco industry by winning that multi-billion dollar lawsuit, they became business partners. You see the federal, under the UN agenda of bringing about the Amero and uniting Canada, America, and Mexico and Central America, you see them slowly bringing this together. When the GM went belly up, which they should have never done, the government came in and bailed them. All of a sudden, our federal agencies are under the UN agendas and the big boys, the bankster gangsters and stuff, to corporatize America. GM is bailed out by the federal government. So what you see is a merging of federalism instead of nationalism.
Well, that's
the international corporate world. When you see people that go through Mickey Donald's and they have no prayer life. Spiritually, we are dead men in America, a good portion of America.
I was going to say, but not all of us are, Bob, and we are doing the fight, and we are going to continue to fight. It is a global situation. There's no doubt about it. There's nothing wrong with being a part of global as far as in trade and everything, as long as it's not hurting our own.
Because our Congress has sold their souls and sold America out.
I agree with that. They're D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. I appreciate the call, Bob. Thank you.
And making wars. Hey, thank you, Beth.
Thank you. You know, it's affecting so many people. Bill, go ahead.
Well, what's interesting about this is if we were talking 25 years ago and said that the United States would subject itself to an international tribunal headquartered in Geneva, Switzerland, and foreign corporations would be able to sue the U.S. government in that international court, and the United States would have to comply or be subject to huge economic sanctions, we would have all been laughed out of the room because no one believed at the time that we would cede so much sovereignty to a global entity that we have no control over that's not part of our Constitution. We just couldn't conceive that. But here we are. And the good example, again, is the country of origin labeling issue, because the meat packers who didn't want consumers to know where their meat came from went to our U.S. judicial system, and they tried to overturn the law. But our U.S. court system said that the law that informed consumers as to the origins of their meat was compliant with our U.S. Constitution. So then the meat packers went to the World Trade Organization that certainly is not bound by our U.S. Constitution, and they ruled, they completely ignored, they circumvented the U.S. Constitution and said that the labeling of meat was a violation of international trade law, and therefore Congress has to repeal it. So the WTO, the World Trade Organization, which is a part of the United Nations, has dictated to Congress that they must repeal a law that our own judicial system said was constitutional.
Mm-hmm.
And Congress couldn't act quick enough. They fell over themselves to repeal that law. And so now U.S. consumers have the right to know where their clothes originated, where their dog chews originated, but they have no right whatsoever to know whether the beef they purchased for their family was produced in Nicaragua or produced in the United States of America. And this occurred because of failed trade policies, because the United States has now ceded a huge swath of our sovereignty, and they have granted it carte blanche, if you will, to this international tribunal. That's utterly crazy. And we all know about the XL pipeline issue here in the United States, where a Canadian company wanted to construct a pipeline, and the United States said that this was would not approve the pipeline construction. And so now this Canadian company is suing the United States under the North American Free Trade Agreement for $15 billion. They want $15 billion of U.S. taxpayer dollars because they claim U.S. policies have impeded their ability to earn a profit through the pipeline they wanted to construct in the United States of America. The pendulum has swung way too far. It's time to bring it back. And that's why we're so pleased with this presidential campaign right now that has elevated this trade agreement to the forefront. Now perhaps we can begin to impart some wisdom, some responsibility, and some reality to a national trade policy that actually helps the United States. And we could do that very simply. For example, if we set a goal and said we want net exports in all of our trade policy negotiations to be the highest level and the decision point, we will enter trade agreements where the United States has the ability to earn net exports. If we don't, then those trade agreements ought to be rejected. A balanced trade would benefit the United States, but that has been so far removed from any deliberations on trade policies. It has simply been the multinational corporations negotiating agreements. Remember, this TPP was negotiated in secret. And
oh, yes.
Even members of Congress didn't have access to it, but yet multinational corporations did.
All right, we're going into a break. Yes, the secrecy is just, you know, the transparency, I believe, must mean invisible. It's transparent. It's invisible. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. And Bill and Beth Ann will be right back. Lexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. Tupperware, a trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally Valley has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
We have returned, and we're in the final segment of today's show. It's the fastest hour of the day, Bill. Your calls are welcome, blah, blah, blah. I can't get my words out. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I have a quick question, and I'm going to just kind of turn it over to you, and we need to bring people to RCAF USA. But I did not get to see or hear the speech or read the speech that Donald Trump did earlier this week regarding trade. Did you get to hear that?
You know, I did not hear the speech. I saw news reports about it, and he used some very strong words to describe how damaging these free trade agreements were to the United States of America. And so, again, we find that this is finally has become an issue of importance to citizens, which it never was before. This was all debated in behind closed doors, if you will, in high levels in Washington, D.C., and the general public did not pay a lot of attention to it, even though you recall in the earlier presidential campaigns, particularly when the North American Free Trade Agreement, there was, you know, the presidential candidate said we would hear a giant sucking sound as U.S. manufacturers were shipped to Mexico. And in fact, you know, that did occur. Manufacturing jobs did go to the maquiladora region of Mexico by the thousands, and it has hurt the United States. And so it has slowly percolated until things have gotten as bad as they are today with respect to our economy. And now people are saying, now, wait a minute. You know, we've been promised a bill of goods that never materialized. It's now time to change course. And the presidential candidate, Donald Trump, is really one of the champions of bringing this issue to the forefront.
We have a caller. We have Melvin from Missouri. Melvin, how are you today?
Doing fine. How are you all?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind, sir?
I'm calling in reference to COOL that you was discussing earlier. Now, I talked to a staff member of Roy Blunt's, and she told me that COOL did pass in the House. It was H.R. 2393, but it has been tabled in the Senate. It's not come up for a vote. And she also told me that Long of Southwest Missouri was one of the sponsors. That's Springfield, you know. And, but anyway, that's the information I was given on it, so I thought I'd like to pass that along and get your reply on it.
I'm going to let Bill reply to that. Bill?
Yeah. Well, Melvin, in June of 2015, the House of Representatives voted to repeal country of origin labeling for beef and pork, and then the Senate voted to repeal it for beef and pork in the latter part of 2015. So today, grocery stores are no longer required to label the origins of beef and pork for consumers. However, the repeal only affected beef and pork, so consumers can still see in the grocery stores labels on their fruits and vegetables, on many nut products like macadamia nuts, for example, on fish and seafood and wild fish and farm-raised fish, and they can see it on their chicken and on their venison and on their lamb, but they have no right to see it on their beef and pork.
That makes absolutely
sense. We have lost cool for beef and pork.
Right.
Well, I was given the wrong information, apparently.
You were just given partial information is what you were given.
Well,
it did pass, but then they repealed it. And I'm going to give the D.C. switchboard number out because I think the American people need to make their wishes known. Regardless of which side of the coin you are on this, you need to talk to your representatives and your senators. It's 202-224-3121. That's 202-224-3121. It's kind of amazing and a little suspicious that it's only the pork. It's only the pork and the beef that are exempt from cool.
Yeah, now we know which lobbying forces are the strongest in Washington. It's the multinational meat packers that process beef and pork.
Might I
They're
say
the
this?
They're the ones that have considerable power.
Might I say this? Your checkoff dollars at work.
Unfortunately, that's exactly the case.
Yeah.
You know, one other important point when we're talking about Main Street, obviously there are other factors that cause businesses to close.
Sure.
You know, new technology, changing consumer preferences, for example. But throughout history, we have always responded. What the trade agreements add as a part of the demise of our economic structure is a political regulatory regime that grants benefits to some but not to others. For example, when a trade agreement allows another country to substitute a tariff with something else, like a value-added tax that has the same effect of a tariff, then you have a trade agreement where you have reduced tariffs, which would theoretically give you more market access to a foreign country. But then when that country imposes this border adjustable tax or value-added tax of the same degree that the tariff was, you have essentially nullified everything that you have worked for in the trade agreement, and you have now given a huge advantage to that foreign country to decimate the U.S. corporations that were competing against it previously. That's the difference. The difference is our economy is always changing. Businesses change. But when you add to it this artificial element of policies that grant favors to some and deprive benefits to others, then you are essentially using the government to dictate who survives and who doesn't. And frankly, they're not very good central planners. And we ought to revert back to a competitive environment, which you can't have if you have such disparity within these policy provisions written in these huge, voluminous trade agreements like the TPP that's over 5,000 pages.
Well, you know, it's the competition has a lot to do with it. And there's a reason, and like I said, I call them D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals. There's a reason that they go up there, supposedly to represent you and to represent me and to fight for our liberty and preserve it. There's a reason they go up there. They make maybe $100,000 on their salary per year and come back millionaires. There's a reason.
Yeah.
And they are cutting deals, and those deals are really not necessarily best for the American people or the American industry's businesses. And that's pretty sad. Well, we're just about out of time. I'm going to get you about 45 seconds to close it up, Bill.
Yeah, well, I think this was a very healthy discussion, and I hope consumers keep asking questions about how these trade agreements are going to benefit or harm them. And as you said at the beginning, Beth Ann, they simply need to look around, look at the history of their towns and what industries they've lost, and then go to the store and try to buy some consumer goods and see if the United States is still making things or if we have now become dependent on elsewhere. Because Absolutely. What we have found is we simply are no longer producing like we used to. We need to resume producing again. You know, we still have the research and development here in the United States. We invent new products.
We do.
And we ship it overseas to have it built. We need to do it here at home.
The American people are the best. They really are the best. And we need to stand up to bad policies. And we need to get our heads together. And like I said, we need to just come together because it is affecting every one of us, not just the ranchers, not just the farmers, not just the cattlemen. It's every single one of us. And we need to come together, Bill, just as you guys do all the time. And bring America home. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty, understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen. So the unborn can be heard.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Give Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs, and you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021. 2021.